Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community-owned and operated, here for you.
Back in Studio A this morning with my guest, as I mentioned, from the Farmington Public Library. Jennifer Leave Me Alone Ryan for the new year is here. Jenny Lee Ryan, good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Now leave me alone.
I know. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Good to see you. And as usual, there's lots of stuff happening at the, library coming up, right?
Yeah.
You had a few days off around the holidays.
We did.
Yeah.
And we're about to have another, not a day off, but another closure.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Right. So the big news is for 2024, we're upgrading all of our system.
Okay.
Which, if you can imagine, it's our card, basically our online card catalog. It's
yeah, everything,
now.
Right?
So every book.
Ooh, yeah.
Every person that has a library card that's part of the upgrade. So it
uh-huh.
has to like switch over to the new system. It's very complicated. I barely understand it.
Okay.
But it will involve being closed for Tuesday, January 9th.
Okay.
As we do these upgrades. And what's different about this is online resources aren't available.
Also closed.
Yeah.
Or shut down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything. I mean, basically we have to like shut down the whole system.
Okay.
Upload the upgrade. And we've been working on this for about 8 months.
Okay.
Or so. Well, honestly, like 3 years.
Right. But really working on it.
Yeah.
But really
working on it.
And now is the time.
Now, yeah.
Now, so
it's happening now. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So hopefully it will only take one day if all goes well.
Right.
That's what we're, you know, plan.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
so,
right. So a week from
yeah.
yesterday, Tuesday, January 9th,
yeah.
you'll be closed all day.
All day.
And online resources will not be available all day, but hopefully
yep.
by Wednesday, things will pop back up.
Yes.
Okay.
In theory.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the people who do it, I think they're in like Australia or something. So they start at like 3 a.m. our time.
Okay.
So, but then it's all the, you know, all the little cleanup things and all the, you know, all the customizations that we've put on our system
mm-hmm.
have to be re-added. And it's just a whole big thing.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
Fortunately, I'm not involved in that. And kudos to Betty for doing all the legwork on this.
It's nice.
It's been kind of a... It's a long time coming, but it's going to open up some other options to us that we'll be telling you about.
I was just going to ask, will patrons see anything different after this big
Not
upgrade?
Not at first.
All right.
So, of course, we'll, you know, kind of make sure it works the way we want it to. But eventually we'll be able to add an app so that you can use the library through an app.
Oh.
So basically, we needed these upgrades
sure.
in order to be able to do these things and, you know, mobile circulation so you can, you know, do a bunch of different things. I'm not really sure all of the different things, but I know it's going to be really cool.
All right. Okay. But without the upgrade, you can't do any
can't
of these cool
of
things.
It.
And so,
no.
and I don't know, how old is the current system then? It's been around for a while, hasn't it?
So we've used Circe for quite some time.
Which is the name of the software that you're
using.
Yes,
for as long as I've been there. There's certain like library mm-hmm. software things.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know how old this version is, but you know, we've done different upgrades
right.
at different times. So, you
gotcha.
Know, basically the system is probably, you know... Well, I know of it for at least 18 years, so it's at least 18 years old, but
okay.
we've done upgrades along the way. Of course, we're very cautious about it because, you know, we do have all that data,
mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure things go smoothly, so we do a lot of planning and prep and proceed with caution, and we work with the company.
Right.
They've done this a few times.
So
absolutely, yeah.
So cool. Okay. So,
yeah.
All right. So no library next Tuesday.
No library next Tuesday.
All
right. Sorry.
Okay.
But I'm sorry.
Hopefully by Wednesday things will boot back up and off we go.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Okay. All right.
In theory.
Cool. All right. Very good. Next, we want to talk about another event that's coming up in February. Reality Fair.
Yes. So we got a $50,000 grant from FINRA, which is the Financial Investors
Education
NRA.
Foundation.
I don't know what the NRA stands for.
Okay.
But it's the Education Foundation. So they gave us money to do these programs.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're doing a program.
We're doing a program.
Saturday the 24th of February.
Yeah. So this is our Smart Money series. So that's what we got the grant to do.
Right.
And this one's going to be really fun. If you want to practice, you can go to spent.org and play the game there. And it's basically you get a job, then like your bills come in, you have to figure out how to pay your bills.
Well, that's not fun.
They make it fun.
Okay.
It's actually kind of fun.
All right. I do it every month and it's not fun. Okay.
So,
but I guess it helps you budget, right?
And understand budgeting, and see what choices you have to make.
If I'm only making this much, I probably can't afford my penthouse apartment and my Lamborghini.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and it's choices like when you play spent.org, which basically this is spent.org IRL.
In real life.
Yes.
For those of us that
don't know. So you stop by, you get your job, mm-hmm. and then you go to another booth and you like pick your apartment.
Right.
You know, and some of the choices are do you live close to work?
Mm-hmm.
But it's more expensive.
Right.
Like the rent is more expensive, or do you live farther away, but then you need a car and you need transportation.
Or a bus ticket or something.
Yeah. Okay. So these are
a roommate.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Do you need a roommate? You know, do you, can you afford the $5 for your kid to go to a birthday party, you know, to buy the gift and that type of thing. So,
because I want my $5 cup of coffee. So obviously there's priorities
here. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Do you spend $5 on coffee every day, or do you, you know, put it towards this, or do you put it towards a savings account, or do you do this? So it's kind of a fun way to, play adulting.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So we've got it Saturday, February 24th. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to do another session the following Monday from 3 to 6. And we're working with some of the high schools to do some field trips on the Fridays before. So we'll have some practice runs before you show up and play the game.
Nice.
Like I said, if you want to practice ahead of time, play spent.org. That's like a national kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing, you know, we have librarians. I know. So they're doing the research and finding out, you know, what is the average income for this position in Farmington? Mm-hmm. What is the average rent? You know, what is the,
localized. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 'Cause the FDIC kind of designed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then based it on like national numbers, and some of their numbers are outdated. So we're taking their template and then applying real numbers from Farmington, the Four Corners, and San Juan County.
So I would think this is kind of geared towards maybe teens,
young adults to
venture out on their own kind of thing.
Or anyone who just wants to play the game.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yes. Right. Yeah, definitely geared toward teens, but everyone is welcome to come and play the game. You know, if you want to bring your, 9-year-old and say, here's what things cost.
Try it out. Sure.
Yeah. Because sometimes you have to see it to believe it.
Right.
You know, and when it's played as a game, and you visit booths and different things. So,
right.
Yeah.
Or paper route job isn't really going to pay the bills once you want it to.
Exactly.
And that's how old I am, talking about paper routes.
Those still exist, don't they? No?
Yeah, sure, maybe somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there an internet route now?
It may be.
Yeah. Deliver the internet.
That's right. But okay.
Okay. So
February 24th.
So
and this is a grant from this
From FINRA.
FINRA. Yeah.
Which, as many times as I've looked it up, I still forget what FINRA stands for.
It's okay.
Looked it up like multiple times.
But it's the FINRA Investor Education Foundation.
Yes.
Which is what
it
is.
So. Yes.
They know something about finance and investing and
They
money.
do, and financial literacy, and how to educate. I've been taking some training sessions with them, and really
Really?
helpful, really informative. Oh, stop.
Okay, if you say so.
It's required.
Okay, good. Well, maybe it'll stick.
It's part of the grant where you'll
Okay.
have to take the training,
Good for
so
you. All right.
yeah.
Smart money in difficult times.
Yes, because
Okay.
we've all had difficult times.
That is true. And
Not
will there be
just
more of these? Because this is a grant, you said,
absolutely.
right?
Oh
This is
yeah.
not
No,
the
this
full
is.
50,000 that you're spending on
Oh no no
this.
no no no
Yeah,
no
so
no.
there's more to
These
come.
are going to be. I mean, we've got plenty of sessions, lots of
Okay.
resources, lots of different things, and it's going to be kind of a permanent, ongoing thing.
Nice.
Basically, as we wrote the grant, we do the first year as like a test run, and then the second year to compare it and
Right.
see where we improved. And then hopefully that'll, we'll be able to get some more money to do some more of these financial literacy programs. It's, it's hard to make sense of those decisions you have to make and, to decide what's the best path to take.
Right.
It's like an unfun game of life.
Yeah. Well, but it's also
Yeah.
important to see how these choices that you make, I guess, affect what you can spend on other things, as we were
Right.
talking about. Like if you want to get the apartment closer to work, then maybe you don't need the car payment, or but it's more
Yeah.
expensive kind of a thing. And so
Yeah.
there's
No,
definitely
we all
other
know
stuff to
adulting
it.
is hard, and at the library we're trying to give you the resources that you need to help make it maybe a little bit easier, maybe a little bit more simplified, or help it make sense.
Right.
Get
I get it. Dollars and cents. How about that? Okay. Saturday, February 24th. And I'm
Yes.
sure there's more details at the library's website, infoway.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Go to the events calendar. That's actually our events calendar is another thing that's getting an upgrade.
Oh.
If you recall, like 2 years ago, the summer reading software that we use, they were like, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. And so we switched to Beanstack.
Right.
The same company had our calendar and did the same exact thing. They were like,
Oh.
yeah, we're not doing the calendar anymore.
Okay.
So we are switching over
So the
to a new
company
calendar.
stopped supporting the
Yeah,
calendar, and that's why you have to change it.
yeah.
Got it.
They were a non-software company that bought the software rights and then were like, yeah, we can't do this.
This is hard.
This is hard. Yeah.
Okay. Whoops.
So fortunately we had kind of been looking for a replacement for the calendar, and it's actually going to be more integrated into the website. Again, it's going to be a long, slow process, very measured, very calculated. So if you see some changes to our calendar, that's why.
That's what's happening.
I think you're really going to like it though, because you can share it to, like the other one, you can share it to social media, you can add it to your calendar, you can, it works really well with Google or Outlook, and there's a lot of fun things on
Gotcha.
it. So I'm really looking forward to the new calendar too.
Okay.
So
Nice.
yeah, I'll have information about
Very
that.
cool.
Yeah.
I'm seeing another graphic that is a little bit out of order because we're bouncing around here. So
We
your
are.
seminar is in the February, but this event is coming
Yes.
up in January.
Yes. So
But
we've
it's
got
another in
the
that series, right?
Yes, so we've got the Navajo Housing Authority coming to the library Wednesday, January 17th at 6 o'clock. They'll talk about their programs, how to get into it,
Okay.
what you need, that type of thing. It's going to be just really informative, and I think really helpful for anyone who needs help with the NHA.
Right.
So,
Housing on the reservation.
yeah.
So cool. And
Yeah.
if I recall, this had to be postponed. Is this kind of the rescheduling then of the event that
Yes.
was for December, maybe? Is
Yeah,
that what it was?
there was one in December
Okay.
and they couldn't make it, so
Nice.
this is the reschedule of that. So January 17th
Okay.
at 6 o'clock p.m. That's a Wednesday.
All right.
So we hope you'll join us.
There you go. At
Yeah.
the Farmington Public
At
Library.
the Farmington Public Library, yeah.
And it's free.
It's free.
Everything's free.
Oh my gosh, it's the library.
Everything's free.
Everything's free.
Got it.
yeah.
Okay. All right. Very
Yeah.
good.
Speaking of free,
Speaking of
this one
free
can make you
and
money.
Beanstack,
I know.
right?
So last year we did a winter reading bingo challenge in January.
Okay.
So we're doing that again.
Okay.
So basically, you go into Beanstack, you register for the media literacy challenge,
Okay.
and you get a bingo card.
I do. Okay.
Okay,
On the
so
app.
on the app,
Okay.
yes. So you get a digital bingo card.
Got it.
Every badge you complete. So some are read so many minutes, so just read books and log it.
Right.
Okay,
As you
like you
do.
always do with
Of
Beanstack, you do that
course.
year round. And then there's some activities. So this one's kind of focused on, you know, what's fake news? How do you verify information? How do you know it's a rumor?
Media literacy.
Yes.
Okay.
So, because I know you're shocked to hear this, Scott. Not everything on the internet is true.
What?
Yes.
That's not true.
So media literacy is about figuring out what's true, what's a rumor, what's, you know, what might be some biased information, what, you know, that type of thing.
But that email from the Nigerian princess, that's true.
Sure.
Okay.
Right. Sure.
Sure.
Tell you what, give me your credit card information and I will forward it on to her.
Okay, there you go. That sounds legit.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Why not?
So there are 16 badges. If you get 4 in a row, come into the library, you'll get a $5 gift card.
Okay.
If you get a blackout, which is all 16 badges, you get a $20 gift card.
Hey.
So we've got a variety of places. We got crumble cookies. We've got pop drinks. We've got... oh my gosh, what else did I get?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think I put in some Safeway cards.
So you have gift cards from a lot of places.
From
is
a lot
what
of
you're
places
trying to
that
say.
You can use locally.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks. Very
yeah.
good. And thanks to those businesses for supporting the library.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, I put in some Roblox cards. Kids like the Roblox.
Evidently.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's for fifth grade to adult.
Okay.
So like the little kids, they're not really going to get much out of it, but there's articles in there to read. There's, you know, some exercises that, you know, help you think about, oh, maybe that isn't true. So,
right. Okay.
And to help you, you know, with more critical thinking when you're, 'cause there's just so much information coming at us like all the time.
Right.
And you've just got to have a way to kind of filter through it.
Very true.
So. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
That'll be
me
good.
Me too.
I'll check
I
it
figured
out.
You would.
I would. Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
That.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah. So read books, do exercises, and win gift cards. So not only is it free.
You can make money, as
you
said.
Make money, yeah.
Right. And this is going until when? Is there a deadline?
January 31st. So
just for the month.
Long. Yeah,
okay.
It is for the month.
All right. So, we're already 3 days behind, so we got to get going.
Curses.
I know.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Honestly, just read 20 minutes a day, and you're good.
Yeah. Okay. It's about 20 minutes more than I do now, but okay.
But
I could do
you're
it.
You're not reading 20 minutes a day?
Sure I am. Of course I am.
You
cereal
boxes.
Be. Yeah.
Well, you know, and it all counts.
True.
All of it counts.
No, I actually read the paper in the morning. And,
yeah.
You know, so
see,
I do.
That
I
counts.
Do my reading.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And I should be logging that.
You
so
should be
I?
Logging that, yes.
See?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Next.
Okay.
January 22nd is a Monday. You have
yes.
tween topics.
Yes. So this is something we're going to be doing about once a month. So
I can't do any of those poses on your poster, by the way. None of those. None of them.
I am really proud of this graphic that I did. When I was going through Adobe Stock, though, it said, like, diverse tweens.
Oh,
and
right.
They don't look all that diverse to me, but...
I thought maybe you just stood them up in the library and said, okay, kids, jump.
No, I'm not that good.
Okay.
So so this will be a variety of topics for kids basically 8 to 12,
mm-hmm.
Which are our tweens.
Right.
They're, you know, kind of too old for the story times or too young to do the teen stuff. So, and they haven't really told me what they're doing.
Okay.
It's
but they're
that,
topics that have been designed by tweens, I guess? Or
for tweens.
For tweens, right?
Or maybe by tweens.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
But geared towards them, not
geared
the
towards
younger
tweens.
Kids or
yes.
the older kids. These
yes.
are tweens. Tween-centered topics.
Correct. And that's why I don't think they've told me exactly what they're going to do.
You wouldn't understand.
Because I wouldn't understand.
No, you wouldn't. No, me neither. Okay.
So, but if you've got an 8 to 12-year-old, you know, bring them in on Monday, January 22nd.
What time is
calendar.
This happening?
That is a good question.
Okay. After school.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
Say.
And
Let's
you know,
say
Mondays,
after school.
Mondays are early release dates.
Yes. Maybe it's an afternoon thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But check the calendar.
Check the calendar.
That would
yes.
tell you. And then you could probably, can you still export things to your phone or something
yeah.
so it's now on your calendar?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can
yeah.
do that.
So you can do it on the old calendar. You can do it better when we get the new calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Okay. Very cool.
So speaking of early release, what we're
right.
doing every Monday at 2 is we'll have an early out movie. So we'll show a movie in the Storytime Theater for kids. It can be a you know variety of different things, not necessarily educational, just, you know, you made it through Monday.
Okay.
Go watch a Disney movie.
Here's
or
a movie.
Whatever, you know,
okay.
whatever.
It's a movie geared for all ages.
Yes.
Basically,
so,
right?
Well, geared for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 o'clock, free?
Yeah. Yeah,
couple
absolutely
hour,
free.
Hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Probably.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, nice. Yeah, come in, join us for a movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, the early out movie. So. And then in the mornings,
yes.
On Mondays and Tuesdays.
So we've switched up our story time schedule from last semester, basically. We kind of go by semesters.
Mm-hmm.
So Mondays and Tuesdays at 10 is story time.
Right.
Just the story time that you know and love, that you've been to.
Show up, you know, going to hear a story.
Show up, hear a story. You do like little finger plays. You sing songs. It's way more interactive than just listening to a story.
Okay.
Because that's part of early literacy. And we know how important that early literacy is.
True.
You know, New Mexico, in the latest Kids Count survey, we're like 50th in literacy.
Ouch.
So.
What happened to Alabama? We always thank God for Alabama.
I know, and now Alabama is saying, thank goodness for New Mexico.
Okay, darn it all.
Yeah, it has come to that.
Gotcha.
And we strongly suspect the only reason it's that we're 50th is because D.C. and Puerto Rico aren't counted.
Oh, gotcha. Well, you never know.
So,
but these are stories geared towards the younger kids.
Yes.
And literacy, and to get them interested in reading.
Yeah, that early literacy, so that by the time they go to kindergarten, they're ready to learn how to read. We're not teaching, you know, we're not teaching three-year-olds how to read. We're teaching them the value of reading and the stories. You know, if you can read, you get a really good, you get to all the kinds of fun stories. You don't have to, you know, wait for someone to produce it in Hollywood.
Right.
So,
okay.
So, yes. So we encourage, you know, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, all the, you know, families to come to story time if you can.
Mondays
and Tuesdays at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So, yeah, join us. So then what we do to encourage even younger literacy is we have our baby story time on Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Oh.
So new parents.
So before the stories grow up into adult stories,
they're
baby stories.
They're baby stories.
And they're shared with babies.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes. So this is, you know, just
they're
a good
just
way
hatched.
To really establish that. Really, as soon as that kid is born, start reading to the kid.
Okay.
So and
Thursdays
we'll,
at 10 a.m.
And yeah, we'll help you with that. But what our baby story times have kind of turned into is like a community of new parents.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Makes
that
sense.
Kind of help each other out, give each other tips, because, you know, being a new parent can be overwhelming. So, you know, we want to make sure you have that support system as a new parent and, you know, and see the value in, you know, you may not think, oh, well, my baby doesn't understand that I'm reading to them, but they do, like they get it and they pay attention. And so we were doing that on Mondays. We have moved it to Thursdays.
That's the change with the new semester that you were talking
about. That's the change with the new semester. And
10 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I walked through there during baby story time one time last year, technically.
Right.
And oh my gosh, there were kids like on the floor crying, and I'm like, this is just chaos. And Victoria, who's the youth services coordinator, she's like, it's not really. She's like, it's organized chaos.
Okay.
Like, really?
See? So it was okay.
Yeah.
That's
what they
expect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So. They're prepared for it. They are trained professionals.
There you go.
Victoria is very passionate about, you know, the baby story time and that early literacy so that your child can start out ahead of the game as soon as they, you know, go to pre-K or kindergarten or, you know, wherever they start school. So.
Right.
It's, you know, it's really helpful. And then, of course, they figure out, did you know that they figure out nationally how many prisons to build by the third grade reading level?
Oh.
I know. Well, you've played SimCity. You know, if you take money away from education, then the crime goes up.
That's true.
So, yeah. So, we really want to keep that literacy level up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just always great for the community when we have a higher literacy level. So remember to keep doing Beanstack, you know, just because we don't have a story time for third graders, we've got a Beanstack challenge.
Right.
We've got a, for January, it's a drop everything and read. And it's, you know, again, just 20 minutes a day. Just read 20 minutes a day and that's it.
Cool.
And it's, newspapers, blogs.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, it gets these, even though the kids are younger, it gets them kind of in the habit of being read a story or at least looking at the pictures in a book. And then when they get older and learn how to read, they keep that going is the idea.
Absolutely. It's, you know, setting the standard. And I always tell parents, so like in Beanstack, when you read to your baby, so your baby can have an account. okay. in Beanstack.
Right.
You have an account in Beanstack.
Sure.
When you read to your baby, it counts toward your reading.
Okay.
So if you're in like in a minutes reading challenge and yeah. you read 20 minutes to your baby, I don't care that you're reading board books or, you know, yeah. Mrs. Piggle Wiggle or whatever it is, you know, doesn't matter. Just read.
Right.
So, and okay. and practice doing that now because Beanstack is how we do all the fun prizes for That's summer true. Readings. So,
That's true. Yeah. If I put War and Peace in the crib, can I count that the baby will be rolling over next to it and probably reading a little bit of it?
Okay, fun fact, you think you're kidding? There is a War and Peace board book.
Okay. See?
There's like Jane Austen board books.
All right, see?
I'm
sure you're
they're
not
so
that
fun
up.
Yeah. So it's what's funny about our board book collection, because that's, you know, basically what you read to the infants because it yeah. you know absorbs the drool better and everything, but there's this tiny little section in the, you know, like shelf
mm-hmm.
in the library, and the actual collection is like 10 times the amount that's on that shelf. It's
wow.
they're checked out so often.
Well,
like they're rarely in the library. They
right.
like
there's a waiting list probably. Or yeah. They're, yeah.
I think for some of them, okay. I think most parents just kind of pick from what's there.
What's available. Okay.
So yeah, it's bizarre. There it's like 10 times the amount that's ever in the library. And I may not have the math correct on this, but I know that
but
the board book collection is huge.
Right.
It's just so frequent. It's one of our most frequently checked out collections.
Interesting.
So it only looks like we have a few.
Right. But you
but
don't.
We have quite a few.
But
yeah.
if you look at the catalog, you would see all of them and oh, if yeah. they're available or not or whatever.
Yeah. yeah. I don't know if you can search by board books.
Oh.
I probably
right.
can.
Well, I would hope so. Maybe the new system you can.
Maybe you can.
There, see?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you can because it's the location.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
You also have a night at the library on Thursdays in the afternoon at 5 p.m.
That is continuing. We've been doing that for a couple years now, and it's always a lot of fun. There's usually a theme.
Mm-hmm.
So the story times and then the night at the library and the baby story time and all that stuff, there's like a theme going through the whole week.
Okay.
A lot of different activities. So it's just a good, you know, family night, come out together as a family. There's maybe some STEM activities, some arts
okay.
and crafts, lots of different things. It's been very popular. It's a lot of fun.
Nice. But despite yeah. the poster, we won't see any mice running around the library after 5 p.m.
You know what? I make no guarantees.
All right. Okay. Maintenance?
Maybe like puppet mice.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Stuffed mice.
All right. And we're just about out of time. And we wanted just okay. to remind everyone that you're going to be closed on the 9th.
On
week
the 9th.
From yesterday.
So less than a week away.
Yep. January 9th, Tuesday.
January 9th. We'll be doing some system upgrades. You probably won't see any drastic changes the next day.
Right.
But between the Circe upgrade, which is our operating system, and our calendar upgrade, which is... going to be called SpringShare. I know you don't care about these things.
I don't really.
But okay. So between all the upgrades we're doing, you're going to see a lot of changes in the coming months.
Okay.
But we promise to go slowly because we know change is scary.
Right.
So
gotcha.
We always do gradually.
The
gradual
website
changes.
Will not be available, or parts of it might be available tomorrow, but the online services part won't be available on the 9th. I'm sorry, not tomorrow. Take your chances.
That is, yeah, take your chances. Yeah, you won't be able to get to any of the online resources.
Which
you
is can't most
download,
of the website.
Yeah, you can't download ebooks and
right.
audiobooks.
Got it.
You could probably get to the events calendar.
Right.
But it'll be the old calendar.
Right.
So
just be ready. It might be a little funky on that day, but then by Wednesday, it should be back up and
back up. Shouldn't
and
look
beautiful.
Too, yeah, shouldn't look too different. Again,
oh, okay.
we do gradual change because change is scary.
Right.
We know that.
Okay.
So, but you will be seeing some changes in the coming months
okay.
with our calendar, with our interface, with the online catalog,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, you won't be able to put books on hold. You won't be able to search the catalog.
For one day.
We
can wait. It's okay.
I know.
We survived the change to Beanstack.
Well, we had kind of a practice because someone hit the power box.
Over the
Christmas closure.
Out in front. I saw that. You lost all your power.
Everything went down. That was a little chaotic. So it was kind of funny because I schedule all the social media posts and it says, oh, yeah, online resources are available. And Karen had to go back in and say, no, they're not.
No, not today.
That's a lie.
Not today. Well.
So, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, hopefully everything comes back up without a problem. You're hoping to be back on Wednesday, the 10th, but again, be aware that the 9th was a big upgrade day.
Yes. And you can call the library. I don't know if anyone will be there to answer the phone. We'll be kind of working on some other things that we can do outside of the catalog while we're waiting for all that to...
Right.
I mean, just think of like a Windows update, how long that takes sometimes.
Well, yeah.
And these is like massive. Huge.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's basically,
The staff will still be working day.
We'll still be there, yeah.
You'll just be working on other stuff.
We'll be working on other stuff.
Because it's close to the building, be close to the public.
Yeah.
Because of the upgrades.
Yeah. I'm planning to do some training on the new calendar. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
So we're
time well spent.
I know.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And again, the plug for Beanstack before we go, because I know that's the app you guys are using for a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Year round.
If you're not logged, if you don't have a Beanstack account, come to the library. We'll help you with that. We'll get you set up.
Not on the 9th, but start, there at the 9th.
Yeah, start using Beanstack now, and you will be ready to go over the summer. If you just, you know, have done the summer reading program and nothing else, do it. Sign up for the Media Literacy Challenge in January.
Yeah.
You can win gift cards. It's a bingo challenge, so you get a row. You get a $5 gift card, you get a blackout, you get a $20 gift card.
Okay.
So, and you learn something too,
that's
which
true.
Is always fun.
That is true.
Yeah.
And you're a smarter consumer of media.
Yes.
So.
It's a win-win. Very important, very timely.
Yeah. Very true. Okay.
So,
great.
Yeah.
Jaylee, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to see you. You're
Leave
right
alone.
On time.
I know.
Yeah. We'll see you next month.
All right. See ya.
Okay. That's Jaylee Ryan from the Farmington Public Library, my guest right here on KSD.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.